Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 598, Halo Banter, recorded live on October 3rd, 2017. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are back with the Awakening the Nightmare DLC finally upon us. Although, technically, last podcast it was upon us, but we were talking about Halo 3 and reminiscing and having all that fun stuff. Which, yeah. The podcast is actually edited, it's just not posted yet. I managed to catch up this weekend.
I jumped into the throwback playlist tonight, and I was actually having fun. If Halo 3 played like the throwback playlist did, I'd have had a lot more fun in Halo 3 in multiplayer.
Yeah. What was it? I think I played at some point this weekend. It may have been Sunday, possibly. But I have a quick little story to tell. So I was playing with a few people, Confal, Bobby. Maybe this was Friday. I don't remember. I got to go check through my tweets and see what it was, but I got accused of using a mod pack somehow.
And by the way, I'd like to know which Walmart you bought that mod pack at.
I can't tell you.
Hide that kind of stuff. You have to share. It makes it fair for everybody.
So this is actually
pay to win.
Well. I mean, that's kind of the model that a lot of games are going in these days, so I'm just getting a head start. This was Saturday, actually. Saturday night. Or no, Saturday morning. So no, it was after game night. It's just the continuation of it. After I took over the lobby. So we were playing in, I think it was Big Team. Confal was there. And we were playing Assault on one of the maps. I don't know what the names are of the map, so pardon me there, but I had a couple of good snipes on this one guy, and he sent me a message, and I tweeted this out, that he was going to report me for auto-aiming and using a mod pack.
Yeah.
And I went back and looked at the films on Sunday, and they actually weren't that amazing of snipes. I did manage to record the clips, and they're probably listed in my feed of recorded clips, unless I manage to turn off uploading clips, in which case I guess I'll upload them at some point. But they weren't even that great of clips. It was just the guy was standing in one place. He shot me. He was shooting me from afar. I ducked, hid for a little bit. And then he was in the same spot, so I just jumped up and sniped him in the body.
Yeah.
And somehow using my brain was modding?
Yeah, that's modding. That's totally modding.
So, in addition to that, I got betrayed 3 times. Or maybe it was 4.
Nice.
2 times it was by frog butts. And then 1 time was by Bobby.
Did he shoot you or just run you over?
One of them was, I just spawned, and within a second, I got splattered by frog butts because he was boosting in his ghost. And then the other time was, actually one time was Lane. We were on the Valhalla remake, and I accidentally threw a splinter grenade at him, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, that was me, don't worry. And then he turns around and just shoots me in the face with the Wraith.
Oh, that's good.
In a way, I was like, I kind of deserve that, but at the same time, I was yelling, I'm sorry, don't worry about it. And he just like turns around and just shoots me in the face with the Wraith mortar.
That's good. That's really good.
Anyways, I will say I did contribute 1 kill to sniping an enemy out of a vehicle. I got 1 kill of those when I took over. So I contributed. Yay.
Yay.
It was a fun night, though. I was playing until 1 a.m.
Wow.
It's been a long time since I've been up that late playing Halo.
That's no joke.
a long time. It was a lot of fun, though. It really was.
Sounds like it.
I was happy to get back in to playing with you guys and actually joining a Fraggin' Friday, since I think the last one I joined was maybe back in July.
It was a while ago. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah. Blame wedding preparations.
Sure. Okay.
But we have Awakening of the Nightmare a little bit to talk about, and a couple other smaller things that Halo announced this past week. Now, I've only played the first two missions of the DLC. I don't know how many you've played yet, GT.
I've got the first two. I made it through the first two, and then I was starting to get blurry-eyed, so I had to quit. And I haven't continued it. I do plan on continuing it. I'm actually thinking about streaming it tomorrow night after I get home from work.
Nice.
I did stream the first part. I put it up on, I streamed it on Mixture and on Twitch. It was kind of a test deal to work out the kinks on streaming to multiple channels with OBS, which, by the way, worked flawlessly. It just takes a little bit more setup because I can't just set things up once. I've got to do it twice. So
I was going to ask if you did it natively or did you do some kind of RTMP server or whatnot?
Well, I do have a setup where I can, I have set up an account with Restream, and I like that sort of, but I've got enough bandwidth and I've got enough horsepower that I can push it out myself. But I do use the Restream chat for, the display chat on the screen.
Okay.
That way, if somebody's watching on Mixer and somebody's watching on Twitch, they can kind of keep up with the chat.
Sure.
Yeah, you just have to watch the chat on the screen and not just the chat window. And it also allows me with one program to monitor both chats. So it works out pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So we'll probably talk more about the overall DLC experience next week, as by that time, both of us should be done. I may stream a little bit more of my campaign, DLC playthrough, a little bit later this week. I'm not sure when I'll be able to get back on and play. I might play one more mission tonight. I don't know if I'll broadcast that, though. But I don't think we've gotten to the main juice of the story yet with just the first two missions. So there's still a lot for both of us to go through.
No, I gotta admit, what I've played through so far is pretty good.
I agree. And it's nice to see just kind of the other side of things. And I know a lot of people were giving 343 a lot of flack for not having the DLC included as part of the season pass, but I think we get six missions. Is that right?
It's five or six. I don't remember which.
Which, I don't know if it's, what was it, $25, $20 worth compared to the rest of the game, but I can kind of see a reason for it being separate from the season pass.
It's an additional campaign. It's not the little two mission side thing that they did with the ODSTs. It's a much more involved and in-depth, campaign. I'm just going to call it a campaign because that's what it is.
Yeah. It has a whole new story to it. It has all new cinematics by Blur, which look amazing as always. And the story behind it is so far pretty good. And we have the Flood back in some very ferocious and new scary forms.
Oh, yeah. It's I've never been so happy to see Goliath.
Yeah, no kidding. And so if you haven't played the DLC yet, we're going to probably go into a little bit of spoiler territory just from the couple of missions that we've played. So you have been forewarned. I was playing on easy for both of my playthroughs because I was playing tonight and I was trying to get a little bit done, so just so I had something to talk about on the podcast. And even on easy, I was kind of sweating a little bit at the end of the second mission. I'm like, okay, all these stocks
are a challenge.
all these stocks are coming up and my blister backs are getting taken out. Yeah, this isn't easy. I can't imagine how I would actually be able to play this on heroic or even legendary. I'd probably fail pretty quickly.
And they really limit you on your units, at least in the first two missions. I mean, you don't have the entire banished army. You cannot build blister backs. It gives you some, but you can't build any. And you can't control the blister backs that are on the map. They're fixed, so you have to protect them. You know, the only thing you can do is, you know, you can build choppers, grunts, and brutes, and engineers.
Yeah. Flying vehicles are limited, too, until you get to tier 3.
You don't get a whole lot of options. They don't, like, give you a full base to run the whole mission with. You, on the second mission, is kind of spoiler, you don't get a full base till almost the end of the mission.
Right.
Up until that point, you're running on side bases. The first one is two position. The next one is 3 position.
On the first mission, were you able to figure out how to get that power node in the top left corner that was on some little floating island? I couldn't figure out how to get that.
I didn't try.
Okay, because I was trying to go for all the bonus objectives while I was playing on easy. And then there was one Covenant stash of supplies that I could not find. So I missed both bonus objectives.
Nice.
I couldn't figure out how to capture that power node. If someone in the chat knows how, I can go back and get it. But I got all the bonus objectives on the second mission.
Yeah, I wasn't even trying to get them on the second mission. So,
well, it was like I had time because they had the countdown of take time to set up and prepare. So I'm like, I might as well just go over and try to get everything while I'm waiting and I'm building up my units.
Yeah.
And plus it's more supplies. So one of the things about, I guess, kind of the main guy, or at least he's been the main guy so far, Vordis, he seems a little cocky.
Yeah.
Seems like he's going to get just a little
cocky,
lot of trouble.
He's a lot cocky.
So, you can blame him for the release of Flood back into the Halo universe.
Mm-hmm.
Because he disobeyed Atriox directly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, a little bit of backstory. The DLC opens up with Vordis and Pavium talking to, or just having finished talking to Atriox, and they're looking to salvage some debris or some supplies from around the crash site of High Charity. Kind of a flashback to Halo 3 when High Charity crashed into the Ark and brought the Flood. But High Charity has been contained in this kind of shield or field that's been set up by the Sentinels of the Ark. And there's a discussion that goes on between Pavium and Vordis, and Pavium's basically telling Vordis, if you mess up again, Atriox is going to have both yours and my head. Don't mess up. And Vordis is like, what could go wrong?
Yeah. That famous Spartan phrase. We're Spartans. What possibly could go wrong?
And basically everything did.
Yeah.
So that's where the DLC kind of enters into, and then after the first mission, you're making your way to High Charity and you're fighting Sentinels, and there's these terminals that Sentinels come out of that you have to block and let a Scarab go and clear a path to High Charity. And then the second mission is Pavium's group, who was waiting to receive some of the supplies that they gathered from around High Charity, not necessarily in High Charity, which they got a whole bunch of supplies that were in High Charity. They were just in the form of Flood. And so they actually had to form a defensive perimeter and then eventually retreat. And that's where both GT and I have gotten so far.
Yep. So hopefully we'll have more to report next week.
Yes, exactly. But that's where we are, at least with the DLC. We'll go over our full thoughts next week as we finish the campaign. We do know a little bit more from the update that they posted last week when the DLC dropped, and we went over a little bit of stuff from some previous posts that they made. There's not too much new stuff, I think. I think a lot of it's just rehashed. But yeah, some of the other stuff that came out, though, some really cool stuff, is a VR experience for Halo. So I actually got to participate in this during the studio visit. And the Halo Recruit experience is something that's going to be made available to visitors at the Microsoft stores. And it's kind of in coordination with the launch of Windows Mixed Reality. So Windows has partnered up with a few different hardware developers such as Acer, Dell, HP, Lenovo, and Samsung to create headsets for mixed reality and VR support. And a lot of the experiences that they're making can support other headsets like the Oculus Rift or the HTC Vive and other kind of stuff. But Microsoft's looking to kind of get into the VR and AR game pretty heavy, and the Halo experience is called Halo Recruit. There's a couple of videos out there. I'm not sure exactly how much I'm allowed to talk about the in-game experience, but that kind of just doubles as an excuse to go check it out yourself. It's a lot of fun.
Go watch Halo Cannon's video.
Oh, do you actually have a video of it?
No, he has a video where he describes it.
Oh, okay. I guess we're allowed to talk about it. All right. So, I guess I'll get a little bit of info. As the title suggests, it's basically a recruit training simulator. So you have, I'm trying to think of, so you know, like it's the arcade shooters. Whenever you go to like Dave and Buster's or Main Event, so it's kind of like that, where you'll have targets and you have goals to shoot targets in a certain time frame, or like the breakable targets, or either in this case you could see like a hunter or a grunt or an elite target and that kind of stuff. And the experience is all AR, so you have the headset and with the Windows mixed reality stuff, they actually have these special controllers, which are very similar to the, I think it's the Oculus controllers. Correct me if I'm wrong, Laird. I forget which ones they were. But so you have these two controllers in your hand, and they'll basically be your weapons to shoot the targets and whatnot. We only got to see a part of the experience. It was a very quick demo from what we were able to experience. But it's a lot of fun. You'll be able to go, and every time you go there, there's actually ranks that you get based on how well you perform. So you can go back and try to better your rank and better your skill. Laird helped me out here and said we were using the HTC Vive headset and controllers. And the experience isn't only exclusive to the Microsoft stores. If you have one of these mixed reality headsets, or if you already have a VR headset with your PC build, then you'll be able to use it. The experience is also going to be available on Windows 10 PCs that have the Fall Creators Update on October 17th.
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, I almost think I might go over to a Microsoft store and buy a headset, but I already ordered the Xbox One X.
I'm thinking about getting a headset.
It's going to have to get a lot more prevalent for me in order to go buy a headset.
Sure.
I probably will go by the Microsoft store and check it out.
So just so people know, there are a few headsets that have been partnered specifically with Windows for the Windows Mixed Reality. The cheapest ones are from Acer and Lenovo, and both of them cost $400. And so it comes with the headset and the two handsets, or wands, or whatever you call them. They're available for pre-order over on the Microsoft Store. Over there, you can also buy the HoloLens, Oculus Rift, HTC Vive, to also use with the experience.
Yeah, so you can spend $500, or you can spend $900.
Or you can spend $3,000 if you get the HoloLens.
Yeah, sure.
There are some people in the Halo community that have those. Kevin from Halo Collector is one of them. You can go to the store and do it for free. I'm going to guess that there's probably going to be a line for at least a week or two for the experience at Microsoft stores. But the store that's closest to me is about an hour 10, hour 15 away. So probably go down there and let my fiance try it, and I'll try it and just check it out.
I might wander by the Microsoft store this weekend just to see how long the line is.
You mean next weekend?
Or next weekend, sorry.
Okay. Gonna say, it doesn't come out for another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks as of today, actually.
Well, after it shows up.
Gotcha.
Well, actually, wait a minute. This weekend
is the Halo tournament.
Yeah, is the Halo tournament. So I might wander by there anyway.
Unfortunately, not necessarily unfortunately, but my mom's in town this weekend, so I can't exactly just go down to the Microsoft store and see it. So all three events so far, I've been unable to go to. Maybe the November one I'll be able to go to, if they have a November one.
Well, the first two, I've had other obligations. The last one, in September, I wound up working on my wife's vehicle so she could have a heater this winter. That was kind of an important thing.
Yeah, that's important.
And of course, you know, having it on a Labor Day weekend, that, I mean, yes, no, that, you know, there's a lot of people that probably had other plans for Labor Day than go watch a Halo tournament.
But there is the one coming this weekend. I'm hoping or guessing that they'll be announcing another set of tournaments for the coming months.
Hope so.
That's my guess. We'll see, though. So that's Halo Recruit. I definitely recommend you check it out. It is totally worth the experience. I have a feeling that if you go play it, you will want to go back and try to better your rank until you can get up to the highest rank. Definitely check it out. A couple of things from the latest update. They have a HCS update if you're interested in the Pro League. The fall season was wrapped up in Denver. Team Envious it's heading to Denver. It's not there yet. But Team Envious right now is currently standing in first place with 7 wins and 0 losses. Optic Gaming close behind, followed by Team Liquid and Splice. The finals are going to be at DreamHack Denver, which is going to be taking place October 20th through the 22nd. So if you are in and around the area, definitely will be a place to check out. I will be, I won't be watching on the 20th or the 21st because I have something for work that I have to be working late for. And I don't think I get, I get Mixer at work. I don't think I don't get Twitch at work, but I can get Mixer at work. So maybe I'll just pop it on in the background or something. Rise of Aatrox issue number 2 is out. So you can pick that up. Halo Canon and Haruspis did some video, I think, collaboration that you can check up on Toa Freak's channel. There's also a few different excerpts from Silentium and the Phoenix logs that Grim points out regarding the flood, and then a question regarding the grave mind and key mines and proto grave mines. Yeah, definitely an interesting read about a little more background behind the flood. And then there's some, of course, if you want to read more about the flood, you can always read the Greg Bear trilogies, which will kind of dig into some of the precursor stuff, Star Road and all that mystical stuff, which I still don't have my head fully wrapped around.
It's a lot to put together.
It is. I probably will reread it at some point again and still be like, huh? The Star Roads thing is still something I haven't quite grasped yet. And the precursor's relationship with the flood is something I'm still lacking in understanding as well. Anyways, that'll be for another discussion at some point. It's Especially after I get through all the other reading material that I need to get through. One thing in the community spotlight I did want to point out, though, is the 4K remaster trailer that was done by the Halo Cinematic Project. This is just a fan project, and they took elements from the Halo 3 gameplay trailer, the campaign gameplay trailer, and then other tidbits of Blur cinematics and whatnot to remaster certain parts of the trailer in 4K. I'm not exactly sure how they did this since the game doesn't render in 4K, but I'm guessing they kind of went into some manual touch-ups to certain scenes and whatnot. But it's actually really cool and really pretty. They did a great job with it. That's kind of the one thing that really stuck out to me in the community spotlight.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that.
So that's kind of all the big news in the Halo scene for this week. We're kind of going to keep this one short just because of the technical issues that we've had, and we still haven't finished the DLC yet, and a couple other things. There's one more thing that I kind of glossed over and forgot to mention, but there's Spectator mode now in Halo Wars 2 multiplayer.
I missed that one.
Yeah. So that's been something that's been heavily requested in community feedback. And spectator mode is now available in 1v1, 2v2, and 3v3 matches. And there's some additional tools that you can use if you are specifically a spectator, but it says it allows players to set a dedicated observer slot. So I'm guessing that maybe means one spectator. I'm not sure.
Might have to play around with that.
Yeah. There's a couple of new maps that came out with the update as well. Fissures and Mirage. I think one of those is a... Isn't one of those a... What's the map? Or what's the game that I'm thinking of? Blitz?
Terminus? Or Blitz?
Blitz. Are both of these Terminus Firefight? I thought there was a... Oh, no. The Blitz map came out with one of the previous DLCs, I guess, in the Season Pass. Well, it says these maps are for skirmish and multiplayer, so I guess they're not Blitz. And then there's a whole list of achievements. Sorry that the podcast is a little short this week. XSplit decided to break on me, which caused me to run a little late, in addition to me playing the DLC, which caused me to be late by 10 minutes, and then XSplit decided to go bottoms up. We'll be back next week with more discussions around the Awakening the Nightmare DLC, and then we'll see if whatever new Halo news will be coming out from 343. Maybe there will be some more community content stuff. So, unfortunately, we're not doing as long of a podcast tonight, but works for us because we're actually hitting the point where we would normally be wrapping up the show as far as time of night. But we'll be back next week talking more Halo, of course. Same Bat channel, same Bat time. I wonder if there's a good analogous replacement for Bat in the Halo universe. Just a random thought.
Yeah, that is a random thought. I will let everybody know that there will be another episode of Achieving Halo out by the next podcast.
Yay!
I'm currently working on production of the video.
Huzzah!
Had a little Xbox glitch where the achievements didn't pop while I was recording, so you won't see that, but I did unlock the achievements. I did check and I unlocked the achievements, so I'll get that posted up here later this week, hopefully before the weekend, but if not on the weekend, but it will be live before the next podcast.
He's not a modder like me.
I still want that Walmart mod pack.
I don't even know if they sell mod packs at Walmart.
I don't think they sell mod packs. I have to admit, tonight in the throwback playlist, I was doing pretty good.
It's actually a lot of fun. There were times when I was playing when the playlist first came out where we didn't do too hot, and there were a couple games that are just like, these kids are sweaty. They are like just to the hardcore a little too much, but for the most part, it was a fun evening. And while there's some quirks, I think, in the game modes, because I still think that shield recharge is way too long.
It does take some getting used to. I had one game. It was a join in progress. I joined in the game. In the score, my team, 7. The other team, 17. When I joined. You want to talk about a sweaty game. We actually pulled off the win 50-46. I went 14-7 in that game.
Whoa.
And this was on isolation.
Someone put on the backpack.
That ain't no joke. The guy right above me went 15-7, and the guy at the top of the list went 15-12. They had two people quit out on him.
Aw, that during sucks. The game.
So me and another guy joined in. The guy in last place on our team went 4-13.
Yikes.
Yeah, it was definitely a sweaty game. I go into the game and I'm like, there's no way we're going to win this game. And just things started clicking and clicking and clicking. And you know, we got map control and we just started handing it to the other team.
That's awesome.
And once we got it about 40 kills, it was, you've gained the lead, you've lost the lead, you gained the lead, you've lost the lead, just back and forth.
I love those games because it just keeps that suspense there. It's like, okay, we just need to make sure that we're keeping calm and pushing on, making sure that we don't make any dumb moves, that we control power weapons, all that fun stuff.
And I managed to get the last two kills of the game.
Very nice.
I was very impressed with myself. So it won't happen again for a long time.
Record that. Very nice.
Yeah, I was having fun.
Awesome. And you can have fun with us on Friday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time with Godzilla T. So maybe you can ride in his backpack this week in the Halo 3 back.
You can witness my skill in all its glory. Not. Oh.
So we have a couple of new, well, not new, a couple of key things coming up. As people may notice, this is episode 598. We're getting close to the big 600. If we actually kept from a calendar perspective pretty accurate, that should have been 3 months ago. But,
well, you know, life gets in the way.
Yeah. We'll probably have a couple of podcasts that we'll double up on, especially if Halo 6 comes out next year. So by the time that we get to episode, dare I say 1,000 or 750, we'll go with 750 first. As we get to episode 750, that might be back on track by the time that we get there. 600 is going to be coming around. We'll probably do some special giveaway things for that episode. We don't have anything big planned as far as like celebrations or guest appearances or whatnot, but we'll do a little something special for it as far as giveaways or whatnot. We'll be making a switch over to Mixer exclusively for the podcast with that episode as well. We'll still stream on Twitch for game nights and other playthroughs as we play campaign, multiplayer, and that kind of stuff. But we'll be moving the podcast exclusively over to Mixer starting with episode 600. There's a couple other things in the works, too, that I'm planning on having available or have done by the time that we roll around to episode 600. So you'll get to see those announcements during the episode 600 podcast. So stay tuned and tell your friends to come tune in.
Hey!
Yay! So that'll wrap it up for the show this week. Make sure you check us out on all our social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, Mixer, YouTube, Instagram, Xbox Club, Spartan Company, all that fun stuff. If we have it, you can find it via PodTackler, just doing a search. You can also check out our podcast network. We are part of thepodcast.com, where you can find shows like Guardian Radio, Critscast, Learning Cliff, Podcast 76, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. Head on over to thepodcast.com to find out more. We'll be back next week with a finished campaign to discuss for Halo War 2's Awakening the Nightmare, the epic return of the Flood to the Halo game universe, and whatever else Halo decides to grace us with as far as news goes. So thanks everyone for tuning in to this episode. We'll catch you guys online or on the next show. Keep on fragging the Flood, or at least until they overtake you. And Confal says frag some Marines too.